Sunday, July 31st, 3:52 a.m. Okay, so excuse me. So yesterday I painted, and today I'm going to paint. I was just mixed up some medium. I'm getting ready to mix up the paint. So all week I pretty much worked on my backyard landscaping. Converting most of my backyard to a garden. And so I have no plans on what I'm doing. I'm just kind of doing this on the fly. Like I said, I ordered 5 yards of decomposed granite. And when I calculated it, I said, I could use 12, after kind of making rudimentary plans on how much I should order. I said, I could probably order about 12 yards. But luckily, I just ordered 5 yards, because that's quite a big pile of decomposed granite when you talk about 5 yards. So I was working on this one area on the west side of my property. Just that area over there is I guess they pretty much graded it almost right down to the hardest, driest, compacted, and most clay. So you dig down a little bit, and it's like pow! It's like the clay is it is clay, but it's so compacted, it's almost like rock. So I had to, and there's some things I needed to do. I needed to dig a trench for the drainage pipe. I also needed to dig little holes for stakes for these little redwood borders that I needed to do. But besides clearing off more of the earth that's there, digging all that up. So that's pretty much done. I'm ready to fill it up with decomposed granite. And looking at it, I said, I'll do that now. But next year, I'm probably going to have to put some kind of pavers, take some of that granite out and put some pavers in there. And we'll see how that works. So another summer of dealing with landscape stuff. Hopefully it won't be too much. So what else is going on here? Not much. I'm trying to think, what else do we have going on? Can't think of anything. The world's still rotating. And the economy is not doing too good. We're having inflation, and we got two sides where saying we're in a recession or we're not in a recession. So it depends on who you believe. And let's see. Well, the other side that says we're not in a recession, they're redefining what defines a recession. And so the people that saying we are in a recession says, well, you got two quarters of negative growth in the economy, the GDP, and then you're in a recession. And the other side saying, well, no, we got all this stuff, blah blah blah. Oh, we got the jobs are we got low unemployment. Okay. Yeah, well, we have low unemployment now, but if we're actually in a recession now, it takes a while for businesses to realize, we're not producing as much, and we're producing as much, but we're not selling as much, so we gotta lay people off. So I guess the layoffs are coming around here pretty soon, according to the people that say that we are in a recession. And that kind of makes sense. So, what else? The war in Ukraine goes on, and Washington, I don't really know if it's really our problem. And in ways it is, because Biden could have prevented it by being more proactive at the beginning instead of allowing Putin to think that he could do it. And but now that the war is on, who knows, you know? Who knows what's going on here? Anyway, so yeah, that's a big mess. At one point, there's going to be a realization that, oh yeah, we can't afford to help them anymore, because the economy is going down the tank, and Congress just this past week passed the anti, I forget what the official name is, but something like the fix the Inflation Act by spending more, by putting more money into the system. Okay, and I think that's what pretty much got us to begin with into this inflationary spiral. So, okay. Anyway, let me get the painting so I can enjoy myself instead of talking about this crap. Talking a bit. 5:49 a.m. Okay, so it's getting light out. I'm going to go let the chickens out and plus get some watering done. It's Saturdays and Sundays. Well, see, so I usually water a lot on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So Saturday is a skip day, just like Tuesdays and Thursdays are. But Sunday, especially with the heat in the summertime, can't let the plants go without some kind of water. So I give them a little dose just to keep their roots moist, not too much to soak it like I usually do. Just a little dab of water, and it gets them through some of the hot, really hot days. Today's not going to be a really hot day, so they're not really going to get a big dab of water. But so they didn't get any water yesterday, so I'd like to do that. working on the left-hand side of the carpet floor and on the Empowered Woman painting. Yesterday, I worked on the face again, and I sanded it down and painted it over and painted a new face, then sanded it down again, or wiped it off again, and then painted another face, and I'm happier with this face. But now she looks a little young. I don't know. So from this angle, I got it turned on its side because it's easier to paint that way. But from this angle, the head looks a little small. But from the other angle, it doesn't. So I don't know what I'm doing. okay. So let me see here. Yeah. Gotta do something there. I don't know what I'm doing with that. Okay. So, let me go get this stuff done and I'll be back. 6:36 a.m. Okay, so now I'm back to start painting again. So I watered a little bit and I let the chickens out. I also saw some weeds I wanted to dig up, so I spent about a minute doing that. So, let me get back to painting here. Nice time to do it. It's a cool morning, so that's a plus. 7:48 a.m. I'm going to take a little break here. Good time to take a break in this painting, so let me take a break while I can. So I'll be back. 8:25. Okay, I'm back to paint. Let me get the painting. 10:25 a.m. Okay, I'm done painting. Let me turn the light on here. Okay, so what did I do? I painted the floor, like I said. And toward the end, I put more color into the abdomen of the figure. Also, I redrew the couch. I looked at it and said, boy, that's really off. So I redrew it, and it actually looks a lot better. So I'm glad I did that. But that means I got to redraw the floor, I mean, repaint the floor again around on the far side of the couch, on top of the painting. So good progress today. I'm satisfied with what I did. And I'm stopping, so have a good one.